Last week, I gleefully punched in my phone number at the Do Not Call Government Registry website.
Commentator Annabel Gurwitch.
I haven't clicked onto the link that ensures your registration yet because I have a confession to make. In the late 80s, I worked for a week in phone sales. I was one in a group of underemployed 20-something actor, musician, novelist types who were just broke enough to be tempted by a cash job with flexible hours. We were seated in rows of wooden school desks, best suited to those under the age of 6, in an airless, windowless storage area behind a coffee house in West Hollywood. Honestly, I'm not sure what everyone else was hired to do, but for $10 an hour in cash, it was my job to cold call 7-Elevens up and down the California coast and convince surly, no doubt pimply, teenage managers to order odd lot merchandise sight unseen. Mostly tchotchkes, featuring Spuds McKenzie. That was that little spotted tail-wagging dog from the Budweiser commercials. The Spots had recently gone off the air, and apparently someone had been stuck with a lot of dog crap, so to speak. Here was my pitch. Hi, this is Sheila. First rule of phone sales, never give your correct name. I represent insert name of shady business here, and we carry a line of Spuds McKenzie stuff. People love that dog. They just love that dog, I'd say. We had lighters, coolers, t-shirts, keychains, and baseball caps. We were also hawking authentic, but not official, I was to make that clear as to avoid legal problems, Olympic memorabilia. Here was the deal. If the managers ordered and didn't cancel the order for at least a day, I would receive a commission, a measly percentage of the sale minus a percentage of my salary, or some calculation that was frankly immaterial because every single one of my orders was ultimately canceled. As minuscule as the amount I walked away with every day was, I really needed the cash flow. And although I can't remember the name nor picture the face of a single person I chain-smoked with and down the dozens of cups of coffee a day we consumed, I really needed to have a place to go. This was for sure the worst job I had had, second only to the 2 days I handed out flyers on Wall Street dressed as a hamburger. At the end of that week, I had the good fortune to be cast as a hooker in a TV movie. Never was a working girl more grateful to get off the phone and onto her back. The funny thing is, I had completely forgotten about this experience until I signed on to the Do Not Call registry, and now I keep imagining all those unemployed telemarketers. The truth is, I don't take flyers on the street, and I don't intend to consider changing my phone plan at 7 p.m., but I do try to say no thank you as politely as possible to the telemarketer before I slam down the phone, because although I wasn't calling people in their homes, I know how hard it is to face that much rejection from total strangers. And you know, I don't think I will complete that Do Not Call registration process. After all, why should I deny someone else what just might be their worst job ever?
Annabel Gurwitch lives in Los Angeles.